back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is a strange little tidbit. Turns out that Lindsey Graham, little Ganymede, look at Lindsey Graham, who he allied himself with whoever is in power. He was with McCain, went after Trump, said that Trump was an incompetent, that he was a xenophobe, terrible person. Trump wins, and suddenly he sucks up to Trump and golfs with him to worm his way back into the Senate from South Carolina. There was a biographical piece in the New York Times about him. In his entire life, he's basically cultivated and sucked up to patrons who are stronger than he to basically advance himself. Very unpleasant to read. Well, apparently he called Joe Biden right after Joe won. Now, to put some background on this, Joe Biden and Lindsey Graham had been friends. Joe Biden liked Lindsey Graham, was good to him. And Lindsey Graham, at one time, when Lindsey Graham was a strong supporter of John McCain, moderate Republican, was saying that, he said on a video, you may have seen it, that Joe Biden was one of the most decent people he ever met. And that if you didn't like Joe Biden, you had a problem. It was a really nice video, except I don't know how much he meant it, because the minute Biden and Trump were running against each other, Lindsey Graham trashed Biden, slime Biden, attacked Hunter Biden, his son, and said basically Hunter Biden was a traitor and a crook, and lied about somehow Hunter Biden and Ukraine affecting the election, which he just went full frontal Trump is what he did. Well, Trump loses. Lindsey Graham calls up Joe Biden and he pleads with him and he says, you know, I didn't really mean it when I was attacking you and Hunter Biden, your son. It was the bare minimum I could do to satisfy the Trump supporters. The bare minimum I could do to satisfy the Trump supporters. No question of morality, veracity, loyalty to a friend. All he had to do is keep his mouth shut. I mean, yeah, he could have said, yeah, I support the Republican nominee, Trump. You know, okay, talk up Trump, talk him up. You'd have to gag to do it, but talk him up. No. He attacked and slimed Biden, and he attacked and slimed Hunter Biden. And then he comes crawling around saying it was the bare minimum I could do to satisfy the Trump supporters. Now let me worm myself back into your good graces and have access to the White House. To his credit, Joe Biden is a good man. And to his credit, the report is that it was a short and frosty reception, end quote. Short and frosty. Tall and frosty. No, those are beers. Short and frosty reception, end quote. Biden has character. Yeah, he said, Graham, look, we were friends. I thought we were friends. Friends don't do that. You attack my son. That's how short and frosty it was. But, you know, it really shines a light on Lindsey Graham. There is literally nothing that he says and nothing that he does that has any integrity whatsoever. Little Ganymede down there in South Carolina. This is a sad thing. And then with Trump, right after January 6th, he started to make noises because of the insurrection about how Trump was toast and all this, started looking around for advantage. And suddenly he had a terrible epiphany. The terrible epiphany was that somehow the Trump base was still staying with Trump, even after the insurrection, even after officers were beaten up, hit, driven to suicide, had an eye gouged out, stabbed with a pole, had their heads caught in a doorway while they were screaming. The base liked it. The base liked it. And so Lindsey Graham sucked up to the base and went the other way. He dodged and weaved. He will simply call up whoever wins and suck up to him. But this thing about Biden and Hunter Biden really takes the cake to me, because they were in the Senate a long time together. Joe Biden was in the Senate he was elected in 1972, and Lindsey Graham's been in a number of terms, and he slimed him. So there you have it. Not that Lindsey Graham is going to be calling you or me anytime soon, But the fact of the matter is, I wouldn't trust a thing that he says or a thing that he does. Speaking of the January 6th insurrection, and this is very sad, Donald Trump has now publicly threatened the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. Now, who is Ashley Babbitt? Ashley Babbitt was one of the insurrectionists, a woman, and she was at a window breaking through. Remember, they're punching and hitting the window to break it. And there are members of Congress still in there. The members of Congress had not been evacuated. If the mob had gotten in, they would have killed them. The officers kept shouting, "Stay back, stay back." And as she broke through the window, one of the officers fired. It hit her and she died. Now, that was reviewed by law enforcement, independent law enforcement, who said that the officer was exactly right to do that. There are many, many police killings where there's no justification whatsoever. In fact, they're acts of murder, like the George Floyd killing, and frankly, the Eric Garner killing, the strangling out in Staten Island, or they get shot in the back like Jacob Blake in Kenosha. But this one, where the officers are under attack themselves, and they're outmanned and outgunned, the mob is breaking through to kill the people they're supposed to protect, he did exactly right. And that was the finding of higher up law enforcement. Here's what Donald Trump says. "We know who he is. The radical left haters cannot be allowed to get away with this. There must be justice." Now, that is an implied threat of violence against that officer. Trump and a lot of the other people in the extreme right of the Republican Party have called for the disclosure of his name, and there are all sorts of going around social media speculations about who it is, so he can be killed. So his family can be killed, get death threats, so he needs security. This is a police officer. This is a police officer. And there was one report on right-wing television that said that, for instance, the guy that beat Michael Fanone, remember him? He's a police officer, and he was on the ground. They were kicking him to death until he said, "I have four children," and then he was protected. They were beating him to death, kicking him to death. And that was defended on the right of the Republican Party because, well, he had dark clothing on and they may have thought he was a member of Antifa. That's what they said. And to their credit, the National Police Association said, "That's disgusting, knock it off. There's no justification for attacking an officer." So Trump is part of this. Trump is trying to lather up a rabble to send death threats. And this is an implied death threat. At some point, when does law enforcement go to Trump? The Secret Service should have, when he threatened Hillary Clinton with assassination, and say, this is a threat. This is a threat, a physical threat, and arrest him. And this is not the first time he's done it. And not only that, he's very, very oblique and sneaky about it. But there are other people who pick up on this. They know what he's saying. You know, "There must be justice. We want to know his name." They know what he's saying. And they just come right out and say, "Let's kill him." And they don't even get arrested, all of them. Some do. It's time to round these people up, starting with Trump, for injecting violence into American politics for the first time since the Civil War. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.